A recording by Grinning Pot. Pilgrims, Chapter 3. With Grinning Pup as Captain Cameron Vines, the Husbear as Bearbot, and you as the Greenwing.
Hey! Hey, Greenwing! Wake up! Come on, out of bed. Days are wasting. We've got a Castrayan to dissect. Don't look so horrified. I'm not actually going to dissect him. We're going to do something much, much worse. Come on, don't miss out on the fun. He's been in here for days now. He's eating, we know that much, but never says anything. I've tried everything. Bribery, threats, reasoning, nothing. Nothing. Must be some kind of special training he's had. But I think today is going to be different. What do I mean? You'll see. Ready? You stay the strong, intimidating, silent type, and I'll do the talking. Sound good? Good. Hey, buddy. How are you today? You good? That's great. You know, you're a lot chattier than you normally are. I'm glad you're keeping well. Listen, I've got some good news, buddy. We've been in touch with your mothership or whatever, and looks like we've reached an agreement. That got your attention, huh? Yeah, buddy. You're free to go.
You're lying.
Nope. Cross my heart and hope to be reincarnated.
It's not the Castrayan way to save failures.
Oh, trust me, they're not happy with you. They'll definitely do whatever horrible things they're going to do to you as soon as you get there. But it saves us cutting you into pieces for the trash chute, and they seemed happy that we weren't able to extract any data from you, so you're not our problem anymore. Look, door's open. Stand up, come with me.
My hands.
Nah, you don't need them to walk, do you? We're going to get you scanned and documented, and then you're off to the gross little space hole you crawled out of.
Scan me?
Standard procedure for prisoners. Say if you do survive, we'll be able to tell who you are if you get any stupid assassination ideas again. Now shut up and get the fuck out of my cupboard.
Very well. Lead the way, human.
Right this way. And just through here. Go and sit in the chair. Get comfortable.
Will this take long?
Someone eager for freedom, huh? Just sit down.
Huh. What is this? I thought you said this was going to be a scan.
It is. A deep memory scan.
You bastard.
Ouch. Is that the best you got? Try another.
You filthy fucking human. I'll kill you!
You look confused, Greenwing. Never heard of a deep memory scan. We're going to find out all of the things that make our bitch boy. That is, if he is a boy. Are you a boy?
I'm going to rip out your tongue and cut out a new fucking asshole.
I'm going to go with yes. A lady would never use such language. Anyway, the scan finds all the things that make you tick. Your greatest loves, your greatest fears. After that, we just get Bearbot. Where is he? Bearbot!
Yes, Captain.
Good, you're here. We're about to start the deep scan.
Oh, goody.
We just have to set it in motion, and then Bearbot does the rest. Won't you, Bearbot?
Yes, not that I have anything better to do with my time.
Not now, Bearbot. Just run the program.
Initiating.
What are you going to do to me? Let me out!
It would help immensely if you held still.
No.
See you in a couple of hours, dickhead.
No.
Come on, Greenwing. We don't need to see this next bit.
Get out of my head.
We'll give him a couple of hours with old Barrington, and he should be real ready to talk. You look a bit put out, Greenwing. Hey, it's nothing to be upset about. As anthropologists, we sometimes have to make hard decisions. And sometimes those decisions involve strapping space pirates to chairs and torturing them. They really don't teach you anything in academy training now, huh? You'll get over it. Let's go check on the autopilot. With Bearbot occupied, it would be good to make sure we're not jetting off course. Plus, I hear that this part of the galaxy has some amazing star views past Deltion 7.
Last one there's a Hycean Splatgast!
There we go. Just got a little bit off course, but not too far. Added an hour or two tops to the travel time. We should be good. We can always refuel at LIFT when we get there. And I can treat you to a boson burger. Best greasy spoon this side of the Andromeda. Would be illegal on Earth, the amount of heart-stopping cholesterol they managed to pack into their fries. I love this. Being out in the open vastness of space. The sheer expanse of it all. Endless. Endless in every direction. Filled with life in a delicate balance. It's moments like this, just cruising along in between planets, that I remember why I became a space anthropologist. My parents think I'm crazy. I mean, they would. All of my brothers entered the Ravens. Yeah, the top birds of the military. And then there's me, poking my nose into creatures' business. For science. So what about you, Greenwing? What made you join the Anthro Squad? You know, you can drop the silent facade. There are no space pirates here. Just you, me, and the eternal breadth of space itself. And maybe the autopilot. He's definitely here somewhere. Look. There. See those pinpricks of light? The ones that look like a cluster. Just watch. See how they're almost buzzing, dancing, and jumping about? Those are meteors heading in our direction. Don't worry, none of them are big enough to pose any danger. They're following a galactic stream, like fish caught in the torrent. See how they're getting closer? And there. At our speed and their speed, we're passing them so quickly that light can barely catch up, leaving streams of light like a slow exposure camera. Right? Isn't it brilliant? Isn't it the most magical thing in the entire fucking universe? Malachi used to love these light shows. What? Oh, nothing. He's no one. They've passed now. We should go and see what Bearbot has. Wait, what's that? There. You see that? Like a big fluffy cloud just sitting in space. How weird. I've not seen anything like that before. It's probably nothing. Space dust from a dying star or something similarly innocuous. Come on, let's go. Shit. That was longer than I was intending. Hopefully the memory scan didn't scramble his brains too badly. That shouldn't have happened. I don't like this.
Captain. Captain?
Yes, Bearbot?
We appear to be passing through some kind of space anomaly.
Space anomaly? What does that mean?
I don't know, Captain. That's why I called it a space anomaly.
Listen here, you bucket of wires for brains. Was there any damage to the pod?
As far as I can tell, all systems are functional.
What about life support?
Did I stutter?
Okay, good. Must just have been space turbulence or something. We should be extra careful, though. I have a bad feeling.
Told you I make a mean chili.
Bearbot, now is not the time. Go back and keep an eye on the prisoner. If he gets loose, all hell will break.
Yes, Captain.
Come on, Greenwing. Let's double check the interior wings. Any major damage to the hull will be obvious from the inside. And if we get sucked into space, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's go. Okay, last sector. The reactor core. Fuck, it's hot in here. There. Look. The fuselages are out of whack. No wonder it's heating up. We should have started here. If we don't get these fixed, the whole pod will explode in a ball of fire, which in a vacuum will be about as impressive as a fart through a lighter flame. Oh, is that how you want to die? Oh, Jesus, it's scorching. Oh, see there. We need to get across and then slide underneath and affix the tank cells from below. Come on, we don't have much time.
Bucket of wires for brains. Who does that ape think he's talking to?
Kill me already.
Had enough? I'm feeling like you haven't.
I can't take any more.
You would be surprised at how much the body can endure. We've only scratched the surface of that constraint head of yours. My memory scan won't be complete until we've discovered every little secret, every little dark thought or pleasurable feeling.
I may be a Castraean, but you're a demon.
I'm experiencing what humans call anger, and now I'm going to take it out on you.
Oh, God.
Now let's see if I can get whatever's between your legs hard. Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me?
No, can't do it. My arms are too big to get up into the space and tighten the tank. Greenwing, squat with me. Your hands should be small enough to get up there. It's simple. Come on, time's a wasting. There you go. See it? Just twist that bolt there and... Yeah, there we go. We did it. The core's stabilizing. You did it, Greenwing. Oof. The temperature should start to drop now. Any second now. Okay. No, all right. I can feel the coolant, but my skin... It's still on fire. Oh, do you feel that, Greenwing? Greenwing. You were right under there, buddy. You need a hand or something. All right, stay still. I'll come over and give you a pull. That's it. Don't take this the wrong way, Greenwing, but... Have you been working out? Your stomach is looking fine. Sorry, can't help myself. I have to get a feeling. Fuck. You're really stuck in there. Can you push yourself away? Maybe turn yourself over onto your belly. Then you can slip out and I can help you out. Just try it, trust me. Fuck that ass, Greenwing. Oh, that looks so tight. When did you get all this fucking junk? Oh, God, I don't know what's come over me, but seeing you all helpless and splayed out for me like a good meal, is that a bulge I see? Oh, you liking this too, huh? Yeah, you like it when I put a hand there? Start stroking? Huh? Oh. Oh yeah, Greenwing's starting to get all hot and heavy for his big captain. Knowing he could just rip off your joggers and pound you right there in the core reactor. Oh God, I need to be inside that arse, Greenwing. Oh, it needs so badly, it hurts. Look how hard I'm getting at the thought of it. Oh, you want that in your arse, baby. You got stuck in there for a reason, huh? You wanted to seduce me all along, right? Well, get ready, baby Greenwing. It's about to get a hell of a lot hotter in here.
No, no more.
I think the little space pirate likes when I tickle just there, don't you?
No, I'm not. Stop.
Seems the Castrayan body is similar to a human's. Look how hard your cock gets when I stimulate it just here.
Oh,
you have such a lovely voice, Castrayan. It pleases me to hear you moan. Humanoid buddies are so easy to tease. You're just soft, mushy playthings. Let's see how long we can go before you come.
Oh, fuck, you taste good, Greenwing. You want some more? You like it when I play with your hole whilst I milk your cock, huh? Tell me, Greenwing. Tell me how much you wanted my dick since the moment you stepped foot on my pod. Hell, we've all wanted to fuck our captain. Looks like today's your lucky day, huh? God, I want to rut you like a fucking animal. Bury my load deep inside you. Yeah, you want it, huh? And you want my cock inside that hole? Oh, stay there. Oh, fuck. Oh, gonna grease up my fuck stick and get native on you. That's right. Like the fucking aliens we study. Oh, you're gonna get bred in the fucking reactor core. Oh, yeah, you feel that fucking dick against your hole? Fuck yeah. Yeah, Greenwing. Oh yeah, you're gonna take every fucking inch you like that. Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, holy shit, yeah. Oh, take it. Yeah, that's it. It's gonna slip inside you. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, oh, you feel so fucking tight. Yeah. Oh, Greenwing. Oh, Greenwing, this is amazing. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 you're so fucking tight. Oh, oh, yeah, all the way in. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, let's get you out of there so I can fuck you properly. Push, Greenwing, push! Better. Now flip onto your back again. Spread your legs. Yeah, show me that tight hole. Yeah, stretch those cheeks apart. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, fuck, yeah. Kiss me.
Fucking mating press. Yeah. 3,465 different species of mammalian life. Fucking this exact same way. And we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it just like them. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. You ready for my load, Green Wing? Yeah, you ready? Yeah. Oh, fucking beg for it. Oh, beg for it, Green Wing. That's it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Greenwing? Greenwing, am I inside you right now? Well, this is awkward. I'll take myself out now. Oh, that's tight. your joggers are all ripped. Did I do that? I am so sorry, Greenwing. I have no idea what happened. I just remember getting so hot and then seeing you all bent over and... No, I'm getting hard again. Listen, let's not think about it too much right now. Let's go find you some pants and go check on Bearbot. Yeah, come on. Bearbot? What the fuck happened here?
I got carried away.
Carried away?
He's literally covered in cum.
It's his own, if that helps.
I want to go home.
Fat chance of that, space pirate. Looks like whatever you've done has worked, Bearbot. Think he'll talk?
I'll talk. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, I'm good. Good work, Bearbot.
Don't mention it.
Any idea what could have caused us all to lose our senses like that?
I can only surmise that we passed through some kind of space pheromone cloud.
I guess that would explain why I had to fuck Greenwing's brains out all of a sudden.
And why I became mad with lust.
Yeah, but... Bearbot, you're not human. Why did it affect you?
I'm an empath.
Sure. Well, I think this is suitably awkward enough to warrant at least 2 days of no eye contact or talking, wouldn't you?
Captain?
Yes, Bearbot?
If I may, I was wondering whether I could at some point have access to the prisoner again. I have enjoyed our time together.
Sure, Bearbot. We'll figure something out. All right, Castrayan. Time to go back to your cell. Greenwing, help me with him. I think he's going to need a cold shower. Me too, for that matter.
Pilgrims, Chapter 3. With Grinning Pup as Captain Cameron Vines, the Huzbear as Bearbot, and you as the Greenwing.